8:31, this is the Morning Conversation on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. In studio, editor of the News Review, Sana Godfrey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we were talking about the long weekend, a lot of excitement. This is kind of a transitional weekend emotionally. While summer doesn't officially get here for another almost month, it really kind of feels like it when you get to Memorial Day weekend because there's a lot of special things going on or coming up very soon. And that sounds like that is your focus of a couple of special things happening that people can read on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. The school year is coming to an end, and there's going to be a lot of graduations. So the News Review is publishing its annual graduation guide. It's going to have the list of all the high school graduates, public and private schools in Douglas County. And then in addition, we also have our visitors guide. So if you want to take a trip or just go some sightseeing or visit some cool places in Douglas County, we've got the scoop.
So the graduation guide is always interesting, or graduation guide, is that right?
Graduation guide, yes.
Okay, is because that time of life is a big deal, and people are just reading through names, making sure they actually are on it and their friends are on it, and there's something about seeing your name in print or seeing your grandson's name in print or your daughter's name in print. I mean, that's the kind of thing that people save.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great keepsake for all those families out there. And we're getting a schedule together today and starting to deliver some extra copies to the schools. So if families want those copies, they should be able to get those at their school districts as well.
And people also can get those and send them off to some of the relatives that can't make it.
Exactly, yes. And if your child's a valedictorian or a salutatorian, their picture will be in the paper. It'll be short bios in there. And we have a message from the superintendent of the Douglas Education Service District for all the graduates out there.
So a lot of things there with graduation, which really is not that long. I mean, it varies by school district, but we're not that far away.
No, Dace Creek has its graduation today.
So, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations, all of you Wolves.
And let's talk about the visitor's guide and what goes into putting that together.
A lot goes into putting that together. We took a look this year at all of our local favorite spots. We took our Reader's Choice ballots for the last couple years and saw where our locals like to eat and drink and play. And we took that as our favorite spots for visitors. And then we also looked at some new attractions in Douglas County because there are some new attractions in Douglas County. We've got some axe throwing, some indoor golf, some great new things to do.
Wow. I know there's a lot of interest in what you can do in the Umpqua Valley. And sometimes this also serves as a reminder for people who get caught in their daily rut of getting to work and getting kids around and all of that, that, oh yeah, by the way, we live at a place that a lot of people come to from literally around the world because of what is here, yet sometimes the people who live here don't get out and check it out.
Exactly. Yeah, we hear a lot of times there's nothing to do in Douglas County, but oh my gosh, this county is so beautiful, so spectacular. All you have to do is step outside your door. You can go hiking, kayaking, but there's also a lot of businesses offering some other opportunities if you don't like those outdoor things.
Well, and you have people that come from all over the world that go fishing here.
Fishing, yes.
I mean, that is just a big one. And anytime anyone has relatives that come into the area for maybe some other reason, they usually get asked, when do we get to go to Crater Lake?
Yes. Yeah, Crater Lake, Diamond Lake, anything on the Umpqua. It's great. And of course, we also have the beach. Can't forget about that.
Yeah, 90 minutes away. So all of that nearby, plus wildlife safari and all the wineries. And that is going through the roof. And a lot of people coming from out of state to check wineries out too.
Absolutely, yes.
So all of that is in Sunday's paper. Folks already get it. They will have it. But if folks don't subscribe, how do they get plugged in?
So it's available at all of our usual retailers. So if you go to Sherm's, it's there. If you go to Fred Meyer, it's there. It's outside in the boxes. All of that content will be in there. It'll just be a really, really thick edition of the newspaper on Sunday. So I definitely go pick it up.
All right. Sana Godfrey, editor of the News Review, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Clear across the building. 836 at the Morning Report.